Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Uttery. So I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach, and we can remain in chapter 50 with verses 22 and 23, and we talk about the living according to God's holy will by recognizing the triune mystery and the word contrasted in forevermore. And now bless the God of all who has done wonders on earth, who fosters growth from the womb, fashioning it according to his will. May he grant you a wise heart and abide with you in peace. My wife and I were discussing the triune God's mystery yesterday, and she shared with me the contrast with the phrase of forevermore, like the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit being three separate people, but one God. The mystery of the Trinity stands as one of the most profound and enigmatic doctrines in Christian theology. It encapsulates the belief that God exists as three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, while remaining one essence, one divine creator. This divine paradox defies human logic, inviting believers to surrender to the mystery of faith. The Trinity is not merely a theological abstraction, but a living, dynamic communion of love, reflecting the eternal relationship among its three persons. This mystery challenges the human mind, but also elevates it, offering a glimpse into the infinite wisdom and majesty of God. Contrastingly, the word forevermore evokes a sense of timelessness and unending duration. It suggests a continuum that goes beyond the constraints of temporal existence, reaching into the infinite expanse of eternity. When we consider the Trinity in light of forevermore, we are invited to contemplate the eternal nature of God's existence and his divine plan. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not bound by time. They exist in an eternal now, a perpetual state of being that transcends the linear progression of past, present, and future. This eternal aspect of the Trinity underscores the permanence of God's love and the unchanging nature of his divine will. Three words, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, become one in eternity, fashioned according to his divine will. This unity is not a mere blend, but a perfect, harmonious oneness that reflects the fullness of God's nature. Each person of the Trinity plays a distinct role in the divine economy of salvation, yet they are inseparably united in their essence and purpose. The Father is the source, the Son is the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit is the Sanctifier. Together, they manifest God's will in creation, redemption, and sanctification, revealing the depth and breadth of his infinite love. Here, we must become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. A wise heart is granted to those who perceive the Trinity as one God, for such understanding opens the door to wisdom's redemption forevermore. To grasp the unity and diversity within the Trinity is to touch upon the very heart of divine wisdom. This wisdom is not merely intellectual, but transformative, leading to a deeper relationship with God and a fuller participation in his redemptive plan of humility. It is a wisdom that brings peace, joy, and the assurance of God's eternal presence. In embracing the mystery of the Trinity, believers are invited into a journey of faith that transcends human understanding, offering a foretaste of the eternal communion with God that awaits in the forevermore. Tony, my love, may we wait together forevermore. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni. We pray for my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Ellen, son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. And we pray all of this in the precious blood by his name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 50, though we include the Trinity in the word forevermore. We are contrasting these two in a poem that's four stanzas strong, ongoing. Its title, The Trinity is forevermore. In time's vast weave, a triune thread, three words unite where silence bled, mystery cloaked in sacred lore, a dance of love forevermore. Father, Spirit, Son entwined, in cosmic grace their paths aligned. One essence shared, yet three they soar, a paradox forevermore. Eternal flame, a light unseen, in shadowed realms they intervene, a trinity we can't ignore, divine embrace forevermore. In faith we stand, though minds may strain, three in one, a boundless reign, their whispered truth our hearts implore, one God in love forevermore. Amen. I am Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's May 27, 2024. And we're recording this morning at 5:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. It means forevermore. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Thanks for your conversations in Christ and our love of sharing the Word of God together. We are God-inspired, Spirit-led, Christ-fed. Amen. Together, each and every day. May we close in Jesus' name at 8:33. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name.